What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast Special Edition. John emailed me, and he's talking about one of his mentors, one of his instructors, somebody he's known for a long time, who's really got him started as an athletic trainer, and he's just been diagnosed with ALS. And so John asked, hey, is there anything that we could do on the Sports Medicine Broadcast? And the Sports Medicine Broadcast is supposed to be something to promote the profession, and this is just an opportunity for us to take care of us. So if you know Tom Ford, who is an athletic trainer at Oakland University, then this is important to you. If you know somebody who has been affected by ALS, then maybe this is important to you. Or if you know John Seco, then maybe this is important to you. So listen to John talk about Tom Ford, how he's impacted his life, and kind of what he's going through, what he's facing, and then some of the ways that you can help. So John, thanks.
Jeremy, thank you very much for bringing me on the podcast. I reached out yesterday and just wanted to see if there's something we can do. Tom Ford is Oakland University. He has been at Oakland University for about 30 years now. I think if you ask him, he'll say 29, but I think he's edging into about 30 years. Unfortunately, about 3 weeks ago, he was diagnosed with ALS. So it's a pretty drastic, dramatic disease that robs people of their ability to function everyday life. There's a lot of people. Lou Gehrig obviously was the first person, or not the first person, I'm sorry, one of the more famous people that has had it, and that's generally why it's known as Lou Gehrig's disease. But to talk a little bit more about Tom Ford's been at Oakland University, like I said, for 30 years. Before that, he was out in Dallas. He was an assistant with the Dallas Cowboys for a couple years, worked at, I think, Cy Fair out in Dallas, back in the early 80s. And then him and his wife came up to Michigan. Tom's originally from New Hampshire. He did his undergraduate degree at Ball State and his master's degree at University of Arizona. So he's been around a little bit. A lot of people who are in Division I athletics, Division II athletics, may have run into Tom, may know Tom, or at least have had a conversation potentially about Tom Ford. He's an amazing individual. Tom Ford is the person who got me started in my profession. I think the past couple times I've been on, you always ask me who's someone I've always looked up to, and Tom Ford's been one of that person that I've talked about. So last week when Tom gave me a call and told me about his diagnosis, I was heartbroken. I was heartbroken for Tom and, the student athletes at Oakland University, but more so for his family. These last couple years at Oakland University have been a little tough for him. And, he's been working towards a retirement with his wife, Kathy. I think late October, if anybody's familiar with Michigan, late October is a really, really nice time to go see the colors change. So Tom and his wife, Kathy, would always drive around the lower peninsula, sometimes going up to the upper peninsula, just to see the colors change. And traveling has always been a very, very important thing to them. So ever since his diagnosis, there's been an outpouring of support, both from former student athletes, other athletic trainers, people who've just known Tom or have worked with Tom in the past. And a lot of people have kind of donated to whether it be ALS Association or one of the former student athletes has actually set up a GoFundMe page. And, they're getting a lot of support there over the past week and a half. I believe they've already raised over $6,000 for Tom himself. They're talking about spending that money or using that money for his medical expenses. So I just want to make sure that the word gets out. I know we use this, like Jeremy said, as a resource for athletic training and sports medicine to become better educated. But if there's anything I can do to try to get the word out to help one of our own, I'm trying to do everything I can because of how much not only Tom Ford and his wife and his family mean to me. But I think it's very important for us to help each other out. We go through a lot in this profession. So when there's a chance for us to reach out and lend a helping hand, I think it's very important that we do that. So, this is kind of my way of just trying to get a little bit more of a word out for Tom, before before things get a little bit harder for Tom. So, Jeremy, thank you very, very much for bringing me on and you know, asking to spread this message.
Yeah, absolutely. When I was younger, I didn't really appreciate or look up to older people so much. It was like, you know, you're old, just kind of keep moving on. But as I'm growing and maturing, I'm realizing that those are the people who taught us. Those are the people who set everything up that's in place right now. And we need to honor and respect those people. And if it's a way to help with medical treatments, or, you know, maybe you have extra airplane miles and you can help fly them somewhere that they wanted to go on vacation, something like that. Again, you can go to sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/Tom Ford. That'll take you directly to the GoFundMe page, or I'll have another link. And this one is sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/Tom Ford ALS. And that'll be to this little episode. And it'll have a couple little other links there that John's going to send me about ALS or the GoFundMe page or anything else that maybe Tom Ford's bio. So again, check it out. sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/Tom Ford will be the GoFundMe page. sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/Tom Ford ALS will be the actual page where this is posted. So John, if there was one thing that you would like to say to Tom right now, what would that be?
I think towards the end of my career at Oakland, I had a rough time. I struggled with a lot of stress, and I didn't know if I was going to continue with the profession. Tom stuck with me. Tom's family stuck with me, and you know, they kind of renewed my faith in not only profession but people wanting to help each other. They helped me get my next job, the job that I'm at right now, the job that I potentially am going to stay at for a very long time. And without Tom and his wife, Kathy, I don't know where I would be. Very, very fortunate to have this person in my life. You know, he's been a father to me in the profession of athletic training. And I greatly, greatly appreciate him, his wife, his family for everything they've done for me. So thank you.
So again, this is John Seco speaking about Tom Ford at the University of Oakland. sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/Tom Ford. If you would like to donate to the GoFundMe page, sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/Tom Ford ALS. If you'd like to check out the links, donate to ALS research, or help out in some other way. And again, I'll have a way to contact John if you want to see, hey, there's something else I can do. Or, you know, hey, you want to write him a card. You know, as we talk about the traumatic events, the AT Cares program, sending a text, an email, a note, a phone call, or just a video message, making a little YouTube video saying, hey, thanks, sending that to him. I know that those things are huge and make a big difference as well. So maybe you don't have money, but there's lots of other ways you can help. And don't just sit there and wait and wish, man, I wish I had done something. Just do it. Whatever it is, no matter how big or small, just do it. So, John, thanks for taking the time out to contact me. Thanks for being an active part of the Sports Medicine Broadcast. And thanks for respecting the older generation and really honoring them with your actions. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy. Thanks for having me on. Very appreciative.
And again, if you need to get a hold of me somehow, I'm sportsmedicinebroadcast.com has all that stuff, and then I can direct you to John as well. So for Jeremy, John, and hopefully you'll get in touch with Tom Ford somehow, that is a wrap.